path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, kid?
Oh, nothing. It's Friday. I'm here with my friends. How are you?
I'm good.
You know. Okay, let me mute this TV back here. Sorry. It's a lot to use the app on the phone. Yeah, you know, last night was a bit of a bummer.
Yeah, man.
Seahawks lost, yeah.
What are you going to do? Yeah. What are you going to do? They had a...
That, man, he hit that ball hard.
There was a couple.
Me and you jumped out of our seats.
He hit that ball so hard.
That's a home run, and I said, sometimes it's fun, but my kid knows so much about baseball that you say something, and he just corrects you, or he knows the answer. I'm like, man, that's a home run, and then Yankee Stadium, and he just looks at me, 26 out of 30 stadiums.
Yeah.
I'm like, what? And he's like, it's at this speed, it'd be a home run 26 out of 30 stadiums. Or before that, wouldn't.
It's ridiculous.
I'm like, okay.
Because I texted you and said...
All right, go to your room.
I texted Laszlo and said, I'll bet the 7 home runs he hit this season weren't hit any harder than that. It might not even been hit that hard. And it would have been a home run. And Laszlo goes, yeah, actually in 26 out of 30 stadiums.
I just do that.
He said, you're
I sound like Slim. Like, that'd have been a home run in Yankee Stadium. He's like, 26 out of 30 would have been a home run.
Yeah.
Like,
it sucks because there were a couple of those, you know. But, yeah. Oh, well, what are you going to do? I mean... You said it last night, and I was feeling it, but those last two innings, it just
felt like...
The last
two innings were not...
What are you doing?
Those batters were not...
I don't know if they were just in their head or they'd given up.
Maybe the pitching was great, but it just...
I'm sure the pitching's great.
I know.
Those guys, they said, haven't... Well, they hadn't given up a run at all in this series, and I'm sure overall...
You just want, as a baseball fan, and you know this, look, man, the Royals, what a great season, great run. Every one of those guys deserves
credit. It's a huge turnaround.
Just looking at those last two innings, you're like, man, I just wish you would have given them a little bit more competitive at-bats.
Yep.
Just, you know, but...
You needed Moose over there in the dugout telling them, we're not giving up. Come on. I don't think they gave up.
It's just, you know, the bats weren't very competitive. And they had six bats to try to do the thing. And, there's a lot of pressure and a lot of weight on them. And
I thought that fight might just give them the motivation that they need. Then the guy said something about it on TV, like, you do not want to get these Royals guys motivated and get them going. I'm like, I do. You know, come on, clear the benches, let's go.
Yeah.
But and it looked like it for a second because you saw a spark after that. And you're like, I think maybe that could be the change they need. That could be our grimace, right?
Yeah.
But yeah, oh well.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do?
Well, root for the Tigers, baby.
Yeah, I will be rooting for the Tigers.
Go Tigers!
Got it tomorrow.
Yep, I will be rooting for the Tigers. I mean, who else would I be rooting for?
Those Motor City Kitties.
Yeah.
It's kind of an obvious
decision. Don't let the Tigers get hot. My youngest is rooting for the Padres. Padres are fun to root for.
I know they're Padres fans. They're fun, but I have zero connection to that team. You guys went to games there. I've never been to a game there. So, and I've only been to the city once. I just don't have a connection to them. But the closest thing to a connection is when Hosmer went there. I'm like, I'll watch Hosmer. You know,
we went there when he played there. He was still playing.
Oh, he was playing there still?
Had the big banner of him out front.
Really?
Yeah, Hosmer.
Crazy. Because someone was talking to me last night and said, you know, the Royals just don't have the stars that they did a decade ago. And I'm like, I don't think that they had a lot of... They had a bullpen that was feared, no doubt about it.
Yeah.
But the rest of those guys, I mean, Kane was great, and those guys were definitely good.
Yeah.
But none of them were... I think we all thought they were huge stars. Yeah,
Lorenzo Cain.
Lorenzo Cain, and I saw him on the tee. They've got him on the Jumbotron out there amping the crowd, which is cool. But... I don't know what those guys would be considered big stars. Were they MVPs? You know,
they're pretty big ball players.
Because you've got Bobby Witt now. So to say you've got no stars now, it's like, well, you
I think Bobby Witt is probably better than them, but I think as a whole, Hosmer, Moose, Kane.
Well, you add them all together.
Sal's still there. Like, Moose, you know, they just had, you know, and then, you know, they had Zobrist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are real.
They brought in those guys.
You know, but, you know. I thought Tommy Pham was great in the playoffs. You know, they brought in some guys. Tommy Pham might have been the best player.
He was really good. And some of those guys.
And that game last night, Tommy Pham just kept hitting off Gerrit Cole, and Gerrit Cole's like, just laughing. Like, I can't get this dude out. Like, three at bats in a row, Gerrit Cole, one of the best pitchers, you know, just walking off the mound laughing. Like, Tommy, he must have been saying the same thing. Tommy, goddamn Pham. Why is this guy?
I don't know, but you started to get confidence when he stepped up to the plate. You're like, I think he's going to
just
throw
a good ball player, man. He's just one of those guys. That's why he goes around from team to team to team. And
it's not the game's not too big for him.
He's
done it. But they said how many playoff games.
It was like 35 or 40 or something.
It might have been 46, 36, something crazy.
We talked about it because he played at San Diego when we went there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so Tommy Pham was there. Hunter Renfroe was on that team.
Oh,
San Diego team.
I didn't know that he played for the Padres.
Yeah.
Huh. Well.
Osmer.
Look.
Machado. That's a fun team to root for.
A year ago. I mean, what did the Royals win last year?
Well, I think they were 36 games better this year or something.
Yeah. It's quite an improvement. So, at the beginning of the season when people were saying.
So, I didn't want to get into this while the playoffs were going on.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's over. They had their run. People got excited about it. I know plenty of people who said this team sucks. Let them go to Memphis or whatever before the season, right?
Mm-hmm.
We could go back and check your Facebooks if you haven't deleted them. They're horrible. Why would we pay for anything for them? Okay. We don't even have to argue about all that. But just let me say, the last two nights, how much better this experience would have been. I know people are going to get mad at me, so I'll just do it once. For the city, if that's downtown baseball with bars and restaurants and things going around. So if you're not one of the 40,000 people who can get in, that you're at, you know, a Kansas City bar establishment, you're having dinner, you're around the stadium, you feel that juice around it.
Tea party atmosphere.
That's what happens at downtown baseball stadiums. You know, there's been Stanley Cups in Detroit where I didn't have tickets to the game. But you go down there, you're in those old bars, right? You're hanging out with everybody's got their Red Wings jerseys on. You're part of something, a community, as opposed to just driving out to a stadium in the middle of nowhere and then driving home. Just what I want to say. Those 2 days, the last 2 days, would have been unreal.
Also, it would have been a home run. There's that,
that
too.
That is true. They would have brought,
there's a couple of them that would have been home runs.
They would have won.
Yeah. That's important.
They said, if we built a new goddamn stadium, we'd be up 5-2 right now.
Right.
And I was like, yeah. Well, it's not like they're going to build it this year.
No,
so,
it was not going to be done this year. But it's something to think about.
Right.
You know, when you're sitting there thinking, well, the Royals will never be good again. They don't care.
Right.
They proved this year that they do care. And, I mean, getting Bobby Witt in that contract, I think, what more proof really do you need? But they did more beyond that.
Right.
So, and they made it to the playoffs. That's not easy to do. Royals fans know that.
Sitting there watching the Yankees celebrate.
I know. He was the most heartbroken.
It reminded me of when Michigan lost in the playoffs. There was a picture that circulated through Michigan fans, and it was J.J. McCarthy standing on the field watching Georgia celebrate. I just felt that same thing about Bobby Witt.
Yep.
It was like, hey, this didn't go my way. I did not play great in this Yankee series, but I will be back. That was
absolutely
the kind of like, I'm going to watch these guys celebrate because I want to remember how this feels. So,
man,
you know,
I
was encouraged by that.
The night before, too, I thought the same thing. I was like, just look at this guy and how much he cares. It looks like, you know what, it reminded me of how I probably looked after the loss of Game 7, sitting there in the stands and looking around at the people at me who were all just in shock that the Royals had lost that game. And when they showed the club and you see him in both of those games, you're like, man, this really, really hurts him.
Yeah.
And he'll be back.
He'll be back. There's no doubt about it. He's a great ball player, and, you know, he struggled. Okay, well, it happens. Baseball's hard, man.
Yeah.
Baseball's really hard. I mean, you don't sugarcoat it for him. He struggled. He struggled at the plate. He made great plays out in the field. You know, he probably should have stolen that base the other night.
Yes,
but I don't know if he's got a constant green light or if he doesn't. I don't know what all goes into that or what. They may have had a different plan, and that could be fine. But in my head, you know, those are things that kind of just went against him, you know.
Yeah.
The other stuff was luck. You know, the guy hits it you know, 6 inches from being a home run and tying that thing. Like, you know, that's baseball. And, you know, I'm sure the Orioles are at home after the Royals beat them, Bobby Witt single-handedly beat them with one run. Like, okay.
Right, right.
What is going on? Like, now everybody just has to, you know. The hard part about this is you got to refocus, and you're like, okay, we got to get all the way through this summer, then 162 more games till we get back.
That's the thing about baseball.
Way.
Yeah,
a long way to go.
But hopefully, there's an energy.
And you hope, you know, like moves. Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans, and maybe Waka comes back. You know, but you know, there's no guarantee those guys are going to have seasons like they did. Like baseball, look at Gerrit Cole.
Right.
You know, he pitched great. That's what I was worried about yesterday. I told you. You know, I hate those guys who have been magnificent before and then get put and just become okay, and then they get put in a spot to become magnificent. You're like, well, here he is. You know, he just has it in him. He's not. This isn't like game 142.
Right.
You know, there's something in him, and, you know, I guess all you can do is. It's same with Stanton. You know, I heard announcers saying, like, I'd bench Stanton. It's like, dude's like only behind Babe Ruth in home runs per at bats. Like, if anybody's going to come through in the clutch, it's him. Like, and he did, you know? So, I don't know. You just kind of tip your cap to the Yankees. You hate the Yankees, and you say, you know what?
But you look at those guys, and you're like, these are all, there's a lot of big stars here. You know these guys, and they've got, and they're pitching, and they're bullpen, and there's a lot of money in that organization. You know, that's always been the thing. So, yeah, could the Royals have won? Absolutely. Could they win next time? For sure.
Sure.
They can beat the Yankees. Anyone can beat the Yankees.
Of course they can.
But you know, you do take some solace, at least, in the fact that this organization
clearly
is supposed to be. Well, I was going to say the Yankees organization should have beat the Royals on paper. You know, that with the amount of money there and with those stars.
I hate using that as an excuse.
I know. It's not.
It's like saying, oh, well, the amount of money that they spent. Well, you know, your owner could spend money. And he did.
Sure.
He did. He spent money. He went out and he got the players that he thought he needed. Does he have as much money as the Yankees? No, but you know, the Yankees spend that money every year, and they haven't been in the World Series
in a while.
Been a long time. So, you know, it is what it is. Like, you know, go out and beat them. You know, you got the players you got. Go out and beat them.
Well, go Tigers. We're rooting for your Tigers now, Lazlo.
We got Scooball going tomorrow, man, and then Tigers Yankees.
Yeah.
If they can beat them. I don't know if they can or not.
They can. They've already proven they can. Come on.
I don't know if they can beat Cleveland Saturday is what I'm saying.
I know, and I'm saying they can. They can beat Cleveland. They've already proven it.
Oh, boy.
That was a scrappy bunch of kiddies there. They got this.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
What's going on?
Well, there's some news today that... it involves, well, I think what this leads to is it's a debate about relationship advice, really, and what you're supposed to do in the situation. I'm almost positive that you agree with me. I don't know that Snowcone agrees. I'm sure we've talked about this before, but it involves Martha Stewart. I don't know if you guys heard about Martha Stewart.
No.
I guess she's got like a new Netflix thing coming out. Maybe she has a new book. Yeah, I don't know. Or maybe she had a Netflix thing because they had a trailer for it.
I'm sorry. I was going to confuse it.
No, what? Well, that's it because we're going to talk about that in a second.
Is there a football game or something coming up that's only going to be playing on Netflix? I think there's a Chiefs game on Netflix.
No way.
I was going through Chiefs games because a buddy of mine asked me if I could
get NFL games are coming to Netflix Christmas 2024. Let's see here. You guys keep talking. I'll figure it out.
Yeah. A buddy of mine was asking if I could get tickets.
Oh, there you go. Chiefs Steelers and Ravens Texans Christmas.
So will they only be available on Netflix like they did
Netflix
the Peacock thing?
That's crazy, right?
Well, the NFL said after that Peacock thing they were probably
on the schedule. It just said Netflix.
Okay.
You know, when you looked at the Chiefs schedule, it just said Netflix.
That's going to make people mad. Yeah. That's definitely going to make people mad. I mean, I guess at least it's on Netflix as opposed to one of the other streaming services that nobody has, you know, and they feel like they have to sign up for. But still, people were pissed about the Peacock thing when you only watch that game. Because that was the first time they'd done that. And it's like, look, the NFL's going to do more of that. They've been, up to this point, very good about making sure that you can watch the game on broadcast TV, really most of the time, even if your game isn't sold out. You know, those blackout rules and stuff. I don't know. It felt like they didn't always apply those. Maybe someone always bought up the tickets, but I don't know that that's a thing they even still do. If the game doesn't sell out, that they don't broadcast it in that market.
Well,
the Chiefs have sold out for a long time. So
it used to happen to the Lions sometimes when I was growing up.
When I was growing up,
Chiefs, years ago or so, they had blackout games.
They did black them out still, though?
Yeah,
they
but didn't like Hy-Vee or somebody buy the tickets?
Well, that's what they used to do.
I remember us talking about it on the
air. There were a lot of Sundays that I couldn't watch the game.
Really?
JCPenney used to buy the tickets when I was a kid if there was a game that didn't sell out.
It was high beer price.
It might have made sense, but I know without a doubt there were like
okay, so maybe
games
they
that
still
they blacked out.
Maybe they still do that.
Also, it's like you know when I hate the blackout stuff. I think it doesn't make any sense. But also, I hated it when I was a kid because they played in the Silverdome, so it was like an 80,000 person stadium. I'm like they're 1 in 10.
How the hell
and they got to sell 80,000 tickets, not 40,000, not 50,000.
Switch to a high school stadium,
right?
At that point.
I mean, the stadium's too big. I mean, they now downsize it, so it's normal now. But I just remember as a kid, like, oh, what the hell?
And what about people who can't make it to the games? Who, like, just physically can't? You know, like, maybe it's hard for them.
Now, granted, if your dad would drive you down there.
Yeah.
You know, you could get a ticket for, I remember, like, Lions tickets for a Coke can and $5.
Which is crazy, because Chiefs tickets are always
empty Coke can and $5. Go in there and get them.
Couldn't do that here. I always felt like football games are expensive. I didn't go to a football game until I met Lazo.
Well, they're expensive now, you know.
No, I mean, even when I was a kid, I'm sure they were a lot cheaper, but that was my first real football game.
That's why you wanted to split the Diet Coke.
No, the playoff game in 2003 or whatever it was.
Is that the one you parked far away?
That was the one where Lazo attacked an old woman in a Saturn.
Oh, right, I did not attack her.
100% attack.
No, I did not.
You smashed the hood of her car and intimidated her. You screamed at her.
That is not attacking.
You punched her car and said,
I wanted to remind her to mind her manners.
See?
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Okay, so this is Martha Stewart inspired, but it's really just a discussion about relationship advice, what to do. This debate that people have when it comes to relationships. So Martha Stewart's got something coming out on Netflix. There's a trailer for it. I thought I saw that she has a new book, too. I don't know. I don't follow her that closely. I know that she's older than you would think. Isn't she like 80 years old now or something crazy? Yeah, I think she's older than you'd think.
She's hot.
And I know that her and Snoop are good friends. Maybe, yeah, exactly. I've heard that
he still looks like 2 years younger than Snoop.
If he has to go to the East Coast, he stays at her house. Like, if he has an event, and she comes to the West Coast, she stays at his house. Like, that's how close they are. That's what he said in an interview once. I don't know if that's true. So in this clip that they've released for this Netflix thing,
hey,
she gives some advice.
Real quick, 1 second. Hey, yeah. Snoko, when you're done digging around your bag there, can you grab a sugar-free Red Bull if they have one?
Mm-hmm.
Starting to get a little drowsy.
Yeah, it's also starting to get a little warm. I've got the fan going, but it's...
Feels all right to me.
It's a little warm. So, in this clip, this Netflix clip, she gives a piece of advice for couples. And I'll play you the clip
Martha
here.
Martha Stewart does?
Yeah, she gives a piece of advice. It's for married couples. Hmm. It's for women. And she
is
says,
she married?
I don't know if she's currently married. I just looked. I'll pull the thing back up. She's been married a couple times. But she says, women, listen to my advice. And then she gives
it. What does it mean to be the first female self-made billionaire in American history?
If there was ever the original influencer, it's Martha.
Young women, listen to my advice. If you're married and your husband starts to cheat on you, get out of that marriage.
Didn't you have an affair early on?
Yeah, but I don't think Andy ever knew about that. I have two mottos. Learn something new every day. And when you're through changing, you're through.
Okay, so did you catch that in there? She said, young women, if your husband starts cheating on you,
get
leave
out of there. Then they're like, didn't you have an affair?
Didn't you have an affair? Didn't you cheat? And she says, yeah, but I don't think Andy ever knew about that. Now, I believe that her and Andy are still married. She's been married before. But, I mean, at least when I looked on Wikipedia, it said that her spouse is named Andrew. That's got to be Andy, right? Unless she was married to more than one Andy. So, people are saying, the headlines are saying, Martha Stewart, in this, just from this trailer, has admitted that she had an affair. And people are saying, you know, I don't think that everybody knew about this. This was not public. Well, okay, yeah, sure. Martha Stewart having an affair. I guess she's a celebrity, so maybe the celebrity rags or whatever would care about something like that. But the point is, she's giving this advice saying, if someone is cheating on you, then you should leave. And then she admits that she herself has cheated. So people are saying, well, that doesn't make any sense. That's ridiculous. Here's where I say it does make sense. What she's saying is, if you catch your significant other cheating on you,
yeah,
then maybe you need to leave. You don't have to. She's saying you probably should. But but if you catch your significant other cheating on you, maybe you need to leave. And I say maybe you need to leave even if you know, and nobody else does, that you cheated on them a long time ago.
Yeah.
Because now you have this fear. You know, and it's out there. And the real debate here comes down to, if you cheat on your significant other, are you supposed to tell them? Are you supposed to come clean? And I've always said no. That is your burden. If you want this relationship to work out, and you really are regretful of this, you know in your heart how you feel about it. If you got, you know, drunk or whatever, and you think, God, this was a terrible decision. I can't believe this. I have to live with this. You have to live with this. You do not have to tell your partner now.
No,
it's your burden. It's your burden now.
You don't have to tell them that.
You do not.
You can leave.
You can leave. If you want to leave. Yeah, if you want to leave. But if you want to stay, if you want to work things out, then don't tell them. You agree with that, right? If you're thinking, I want to stay with this person, I regret doing this, then you absolutely should not tell them. This whole honesty thing, and some people still say, no, you can't have a relationship that's not built on trust, whatever. Right, but if you tell your partner that you cheated, there is no trust. So if you really think, if you really feel regretful about this and really know in your heart that...
And you can change.
That you think you're going to change, that it was a one-time thing, then don't tell them.
It's kind of like on an application at work if it says, like, you know, have you ever been convicted of a felony?
Right.
Well, say no.
Right.
I don't understand, because if I say yes, then you're not going to hire me. If I say no and you catch me, you'll fire me. But if I say no and you don't catch me, then I can work here. So, like, of the three options, why am I just saying no? Like, why do I got to go home and just be like, I cheated on you?
You don't. You really don't. No, you're right. It's like I did that at the DMV when I got my driver's license, tried to get my driver's license in another state. And they said, have you ever had, and I was about done. They were like, they'd already taken my picture. They were ready to hand me my driver's license. And they said, have you ever had your license suspended in another state?
No.
And I said yes for some reason.
Why?
Because I thought it was all taken care of.
You idiot.
And my ex and I were together at the time, and she was so mad. We waited at the DMV all day, you stupid son of a bitch. We sat here all day, and then they were going to hand you the license. And I said, well, they were going to find out. And she goes, no, they weren't. That's why they asked you. And I was like, okay.
I would go into the DMV about...
You just kept driving.
Once every 9 months. And they'd be like, is your license suspended somewhere? I'd be like, nope.
Leslie would do that over and over.
Like, after like 3 years, one time somebody just gave me one. I was like, holy crap. I came in here like, look.
I remember the day you came to work and you said, look at this. And you had your temporary license. And I was like, what? He said, yeah, I tried it and it worked. They gave me my driver's license.
I would go to anything else that morning and just roll in. Fill out my paperwork, like I lost my license.
I kept telling them, I was like, it's not going to work. If they obviously, you're lying to them and they still are able to pull up that you're not supposed to have one, then nothing's going to change.
Somebody, you know, they just misread it or thought they were giving me an ID, right? You know, whatever the case, you know, but boom.
They gave it to you, and that was that. You have a driver's license ever since.
Yep.
But with the Martha Stewart thing.
I have a real one now.
Yes. Yep. The Martha Stewart thing. Well, I think what she's saying is, and the reason she sounds so indignant is because she says, yes, I did cheat, but Andy never knew about that. Which means, basically, it didn't happen to him. In his world, I never cheated. So it wasn't this big disaster. I cheated. I carried that burden. He never knew about it. So that's why people, you know, they're throwing this big fit. Well, then she sounds ridiculous because she says, yeah, but he didn't know about it. That's important. And if you know that your partner's cheating on you, then... You know, there's a good chance you are going to want to leave. If you don't like the fact that your partner's cheating on you and you know about it, then I would agree with her advice.
Maybe there's people say, oh, my husband cheated on me and we've been, you know, we went through counseling and it worked. And it
seems difficult.
I can't imagine. I can't imagine on either person's side. First off, you use it like I used the, you know, the hitman analogy. I never was a hitman and shot someone. But I imagine, like, the first time I had to do it, I was, like, nervous and scared. I probably went home and was like, you know, oh, my God, the police are going to find me, right? Whatever that is, right?
Couldn't sleep.
And then nothing happened. And then the second time, you're like, oh. And but for some of those guys, if you're a hitman for the mafia or whatever, but, you know, by the 10th guy, you're like, I'm going to shoot him here. I don't really care. Right? It's over.
Yeah.
Same thing with cheating.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the first time you do it, you're like, oh, I'm sad. Why did I do it? I shouldn't have done it. I'm such a bad person. Blah, 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 blah. And then, like, you know, you do it again. You're like, man, by the fifth time, you're like, oh, this is easy. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't feel very bad about it. Everything hard becomes easier the second time. It's just, you know, the nature of life. But the other part of that is, If you get caught, then
that person now knows and can hold it over your head
every time. Like, anytime everything. You're like, hey, I'm going to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. They're like, oh, no, you're not.
Right.
You know, like, I've seen that too many times where guys
are scared you're going to cheat on me again.
Checking in and having, you know, you got to tell me where you are on your phone and send me a picture of where you are.
You've lost my trust.
Right. You've lost my trust and I had to gain it back. I need the code.
You don't want to live like
right.
that.
I don't want to live under those circumstances anyways.
Right.
Right? So it's like, yes, I made a mistake. I cheated on you, but I don't want to live under those circumstances.
Right.
So, you know, hey, mistake's a mistake. I feel bad about it, but I could just move on.
If you want to stay with that person.
Right. Then you're going to have
you
to
Then you are
live,
the one who then, lives with it.
Man.
And don't tell anybody.
Yeah. And if you don't tell anybody, then maybe if you say, okay, and you really say you're not going to do it anymore, and you don't do it, then, you know, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, then 40 years later, when someone's asking you, and you say, you should never cheat, and they say, well, Grandpa, but didn't you cheat in 1980? Well,
says you should never cheat, then you just stay out of that.
Right, exactly.
You somehow get yourself out of that conversation.
Right. But I don't
Isn't that right, Snowpad?
That is right.
Snowpad.
Awful quiet over here.
I do think that what she says is perfectly logical, except for, you know, the part where she says, if you catch your husband cheating, then leave. That's up to you. Like you said, if you want to stick around. But, Lazo, you've also always said that if you lose trust in the other person, it's not just the other way around, they lose trust in you. If you lose trust in the other person and you feel like they... Well, basically, if you feel like they can't be trusted and you have this nagging feeling now all the time, well, that's not fun. So maybe you do need to break up with that person.
Yeah, right.
You may end up feeling that way. You may never trust the person fully again. Yeah. And you may even just be insecure for the rest of your life, you know? Whereas before you felt confident about the relationship, now you feel this nagging feeling like, I don't know, I know that he'd rather be with somebody else. Whatever it is.
Right.
So maybe it is a good idea.
And you're probably going to push them that way anyway.
I
hate to say that for either side, but if you're like, if they're not cheating on you, and you're constantly accusing them of cheating on you, you're reading their phone, you're doing all this stuff, you're making the distance relation in the relationship further anyway.
Yes.
So you may just push them to do the thing that you didn't want them to do. You're all so upset in the first place.
Yeah.
So
it's like treating kids like prisoners at school, and then eventually they start to act like criminals.
Exactly. You treat somebody like they cheated all the time, then eventually maybe they cheat.
Right. They're already getting the punishment for it.
Exactly.
So you're already going through my phone and everything else.
Right.
Might as well stop by here and say hello to Sarah. See how this goes.
Old Papalazzi used to say, you know, man can only come home so many times hungry and there's no dinner before he stops at a drive-thru. And, you know, eventually he learns.
Yeah.
Eventually he learns. Like, there's nothing to eat here at home.
And no, that is Ron not,
drive
that is not advice about how your wife should cook for you. It's a metaphor. So,
I mean, it could be both. I don't know, but that's what I'm just telling you what he said. You'd have to ask him now, but he's passed.
Well.
But, you know, it was clear to me that, you know, a man can only go home hungry so many times there's nothing to eat before he stops at a drive-thru on the way home.
Women, too. I'm guessing.
Sure.
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. We're doing the news. First, someone died. Get this out of the way. Somber moment. Ethel Kennedy.
Who?
You didn't know she was alive.
She's dead.
She's
Who
dead.
Is she?
She's dead. She was Robert's wife. 96 years old. She passed away. And what else do you want to know about her? I mean, they had a bunch of kids. One of those kids ran for president this year and endorsed Trump. And I think there was some fighting in the family. And you know the story about the Kennedys. You either know it or you don't. There's Shrivers that get involved somehow. Nephews. I don't exactly know. But this is Robert's wife. That's who this is. And no, she's not the one that started the Special Olympics. Bobby's wife. Yeah, Bobby. This is not the one who started the Special Olympics. That was JFK's sister. So this is Ethel Kennedy, 96 years old, and she's
Ethel Kennedy is being remembered as the matriarch of a dynasty. She joined the Kennedy family in 1950 when she married Robert F. Kennedy, making the future President John and future Senator Ted her brothers-in-law. Together, Ethel and Bobby had 11 kids, 7 boys and 4 girls. President Biden says Ethel was an American icon, an emblem of resilience and service. Well, former President Obama called her a dear friend with a passion for justice, an irrepressible spirit, and a great sense of humor.
Oh, took the words right out of my mouth.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
A real hot piece of ass.
One of a kind. One of a kind, Ethel. She just got better looking as she aged.
Ethel.
Ethel Kennedy. She's dead.
Dead!
Dead. Elon Musk.
Dead!
Alive, as far as I know.
He is?
He could be dead, but he was alive yesterday. Because he was in L.A. doing his Tesla event, and,
dead.
Tesla shareholders were expecting some big announcements, one of which was supposed to be this new low-cost EV that he keeps saying they're working on, but they did not shut it off. So, I guess Tesla investors are mad about that. You know, I keep thinking you get these big, you can buy pieces of stock, right? Like a percentage of a share.
Well, yeah, so for some expensive. Companies you can.
Oh, it's just for some companies.
Some
I don't
can,
know how
so
to do it. I don't know how to do it on the E-Trade app. But you
just
see
buy
things
it.
Like, you see things like
so
Tesla.
So, like, if it's like, you know, you want to just put dollars in instead of shares.
Want, and then right.
I'm
going to
buy $10 worth of stock.
And
I'll tell you,
I
have 1.23 shares.
Okay. Because I've thought about that would be good for things like Tesla when you know an announcement's coming and maybe the stock's going to go up. But then he does this announcement and the stock goes down. So, he didn't show off the new cheap car that they were hoping he would show off, but he did show off the new robo-taxi, and he showed off a robo-van. The van looks almost exactly like the van from Blade Runner, which I think was intentional. And the car, the robo-taxi, looks like a Cybertruck car, right? You can tell that it's related to the Cybertruck. It has that light bar around the front. It looks very similar, just in car form. No steering wheel, though, because the robo-taxi is supposed to be totally driverless, and Tesla's supposed to be launching this rideshare type app thing in the future. I mean, that's a huge reason Tesla stock has been so expensive in last years and continued to rise, because he kept promising autonomous vehicles and this ride-sharing stuff, and it just hasn't been happening because he's had problems with their autonomous driving technology. But they showed the robo-taxi off. It seemed to navigate the lot that it had to drive through. And afterwards, I guess they let some reporters ride in it, so it's running.
At Tesla's We Robot event in L.A. overnight, a glimpse at what could be the future of driving.
We have 50 fully autonomous cars here tonight.
CEO Elon Musk unveiling what he says is the company's first fully self-driving robo-taxi. The two-door cab with no steering wheel and no pedals is powered by AI and will cost around $30,000.
We'll see autonomous cars become 10 times safer than a human.
The new car is expected to hit the road by 2027.
So the problem is, like I said, there have been some issues with Tesla's driverless technology. The cars that are doing all the tests in San Diego, Waymo, is that right? And whatever the other one's called, one's Microsoft.
Yep.
Anyway, those cars use cameras and all these things, and they also use LiDAR. So that's why they have those big things on top, the spinning detectors that are coming out of the roof of those taxis you see in San Diego. That apparently is really necessary to make these things work. Tesla's been trying to do it with just cameras because that makes it a hell of a lot cheaper. The problem is it just doesn't work as well, and there have been quite a few accidents over the last couple of years with people driving. I think National Highway Transportation Safety Administration said something like 400 and some accidents resulting in, I don't remember how many deaths, maybe a dozen, something along those lines. But they keep telling people, hey, it's not ready, and you shouldn't have been selling it as autonomous. You should have called it something else because it's not driverless. And also, with this technology, the government says, and even Tesla says, you have to be behind the wheel and have your hands on the wheel ready in case something happens. Well, this robo-taxi doesn't have a steering wheel. So I don't know. I didn't see the LiDAR thing on it. Maybe he's got LiDAR in it, and I just couldn't see it. But if he's just using cameras, I would think they're still going to have some problems. He says the thing's supposed to come out, though, in a couple years. So we'll see. Same with the van, I think.
Today, Tesla's with full self-driving capabilities still need a human in the driver's seat, ready to take the wheel if something goes wrong. And even that tech is under scrutiny. Earlier this year, federal regulators said a critical safety gap in Tesla's self-driving systems contributed to at least 467 collisions, including 14 deaths.
Okay, there you go, 14 deaths. So there's a little bit of work to be done, but...
Isn't that the same amount as the hurricane?
Well, yeah, maybe. The hurricane's at 17 deaths now, so it's very close,
pretty close
there.
Right?
Yeah. But the thing that Tesla showed off, so like they said, those things he said somewhere around 2027. But the thing that he showed off that he didn't give a date on, he just said in coming years, not too distant future, is a new humanoid robot called Optimus. And Optimus, they had these robots walked out. Well, Transformers, right?
Yeah. I
don't know why. I'm just kind of surprised you think he would go with. Something from Blade Runner, I guess, since he made that. He seems to be obsessed with it, and that van looks straight out of Blade Runner. But he said, look, these things are going to be able to help you do whatever you want. You need someone to mow the lawn? It's got you.
You can have your own personal R2-D2 C-3PO. It can do anything you want. So it can be a teacher, babysit your kids. It can walk your dog, mow your lawn.
Okay, you're skipping one of the things I want. Right. Where's that? And these things also don't... You're going to need to put some skin on them. I mean, maybe I could get into robot fetish. Gross.
They look like the iRobot robots.
Gross. Yeah, they don't look. They don't look like humans. They look like the iRobot robot.
A serial killer.
Well, put some latex on it.
Make
it look like a girl or a guy, whatever. But make it look like a human. Make it look like a human. You say it'll mow the lawn. That's great.
I like the idea that. If you didn't feel like walking your dog, it could go walk your dog.
Sure.
I like the idea that it can mow the lawn.
Absolutely.
Does it have a little blade underneath it?
I think you'd be pushing the mower.
See, I think you just put a blade underneath it so it just goes out there and does it itself.
Well, maybe it will.
That would be sweet.
Be like an attachment.
Right.
Be like Lawnmower Man just pushes it along
vacuum,
and eats the clippings as it goes.
Put a vacuum underneath it. Well, how much is this goddamn thing?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because he's only given these estimates. He says maybe between $20,000 and
$30,000.
I want one now. So, but you'll have to wait. It's just, you know, coming in the next few years, and he's said that before. Now, the robo-taxi is supposed to be around $30,000, and that one he gave more of a date on. But the robot... Not really sure.
I want the robot.
Just gave this estimate of somewhere $20,000 to $30,000. Now that's a lot of money, but if you think about how much you pay for a car now, which new cars are like over $40,000 basically for the average one. So if you think about a robot, if you could actually get a robot for $20,000, then we could get to a point where I don't even think it's that hard to imagine a point where having a robot would be so important that you finance it because it could do all these things for you. It could take care of your elderly loved one. It could walk your kids to school. It could mow the lawn for you. It could run errands. It could do things around the house.
The whole
and of course,
the kids thing seems.
Why? Why? What's
I don't
wrong
know.
With
it? It just, you know, how old are these kids? You know,
I don't know. I'm not saying it has to nurse them, but it could keep.
Look,
an eye
I'm
on
open
kids.
To it. I'm just saying it's
it can
a
also
little,
defend them. It's strong.
Little, yeah, you know. I'm open to it.
Probably got a camera on this. You can watch. It'd be nice.
Yeah.
I'm open to it. It just seemed a little weird at first.
Well, you know, change can be a little. Yes. Alarming at first. I get that. Watching your dogs, how about that? Lets the dogs out, plays with the dogs.
Yeah, that's fine.
But when can we f*** it? And that's the thing that it's like you've got this robot, it's walking, it's talking, it's serving drinks at the bar, and that's great.
Yeah, put some nylons on that son of a bitch.
Dress it up already.
Yeah.
You say it'll
put
do anything you want, and then you don't mention the one thing that everybody wants.
Right,
every
put some
sci-fi
lipstick on
author
that C-3PO.
Has been asking for. Yes, dress it up. Let's see. How does she look? How many? What type of models does
you could probably just put a wig
in
on that thing?
No, it needs more. It has nothing but just
put a seal face
just
on
a
it.
Smooth plastic face right now. There's no
perfect.
Yeah, and its body just looks like
I've never been hornier.
Well, it looks like C-3PO. It looks like white C-3PO. Yeah. It even has the wires hanging out
like a Daft Punk
under
helmet.
Its hips. Yeah, it's like the Daft Punk helmet.
So you can put on
its body's like
a mask on it and a wig. Put some nylons on it.
Okay, but what about genitals, boobs, all that stuff? Aren't you going to...
I don't need that.
You don't need that.
Okay. I've never needed it.
Okay, okay. Well, so, yeah, you could do some things with it then, maybe. But the point is, Elon, we know you're thinking it. You know we're thinking it, for sure. Japan's kicking our ass right now.
Elon's already married to a plastic-faced person with no boobs or genitalia.
That's true.
So he's probably not looking into that.
Is, yeah, I don't... I've seen her before. I don't really know
he loves
exactly
her.
What she looks like, but
I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. Am I, Snow Cone? Mm-mm-mm. And I love her.
But
come on.
Why do we let the Japanese kick our ass in this segment? We're just depending on the Japanese.
The Japanese are hornier
than
us.
We're totally dependent on them to make these sex robots, just expecting them to do it.
They will. They're hornier than us.
Well, they are. I mean, they're doing it. But, you know, it's like, hey, guys, what happened to
American
a little bit of American know-how? Yeah, exactly. Let's
get
this going.
Anything anymore.
We don't build anything anymore. And now we've got Tesla out there saying, let's build future things now. I'm all for it. You built the robot-looking truck. You built the robot taxi. You built the walking, talking robots that serve drinks.
You built the Wi-Fi thing space? Everywhere.
Yeah, you built Starlink.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're doing things.
Build a robot we can...
Thank you.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. All right, we're finishing the news.
Yeah.
Now that the dust has settled, what's the word on the ground? Hello? Mike, are you there? Hello? Oh, sorry, I had someone in Florida that was supposed to be giving us live updates, but I guess we'll delay until we get him back
you
on the line.
You got him? What's his name, Mike?
Mike. Michael, are you there? Hello? Okay, I guess we lost him. Well, he did give me some information to work with. Tornadoes ended up being the big thing that people ended up having to worry about almost as much or more than the hurricane itself. There were a lot of hurricanes, maybe as many as 30-some touched down, and the death count is
touchdown.
Up to seven. Huh? Oh, the tornado touchdown.
Oh,
he said that as I said, death count.
Touchdown.
Oh, yeah, no. This is a somber moment. 17 people lost their lives. Lot of destruction, a lot of damage. No, Disney did not flood. We'll get to that later.
Powerful hurricane leaving devastation statewide.
Mike?
In hard-hit Minnesota Key, homes ripped off their foundations. While in Daytona Beach, whole communities swallowed by flooding. Millions without power remain in the dark. Many residents in Milton's Path prepared for the hurricane, but were overwhelmed by a string of tornadoes it spawned. According to initial reports, at least 38 tornadoes touched down. There were 6 fatalities alone from a tornado that struck Fort Pierce.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that was totally destroyed. What was the city that you said? Oh, Port St. Lucie. You had said the other day, boy, if you're there, watch out. That place got demolished tornadoes.
It's always Port St. Lucie.
Yeah.
I know.
Tough spot there.
You're making it seem like I didn't live there. I know what happens.
I said I trust you. I was relaying this information to people. It's just
you don't want to live in Port St. Lucie.
Those tornadoes, man. They said, because I asked, has that always been a thing with all these tornadoes after hurricanes?
Port St. Lucie, it's always been a thing.
No, the tornadoes after hurricanes, this many. And you were like, well, yeah, there's been tornadoes. But they did say this was the most. And they said this is the most tornadoes in a day in Florida's recorded history that they know of. So they've never had that many tornadoes in
that's
one day. So there you go. But you may see some stuff, some pictures online, maybe on X, that shows images of things like Disney World flooded.
Not true.
I don't know if you saw the Magic Castle underwater.
Can I have another shot, please?
It did not flood, and a lot of those pictures are fake. If you go on Instagram and you try and search for things like FEMA, you can't even get a result because there's so much misinformation.
Oh, boy. Fake news.
My favorite word, misinformation, about FEMA that Facebook has said, we're not even going to let you search it.
Yeah, you're not allowed to.
But on X, it's a wild, wild west.
One thing we're seeing right now online is a whole lot of misinformation that happens after natural disasters, but this time it seems to be manifesting a little bit differently, particularly in the AI age. Disney World flooded, right? We know Disney shut down in Orlando. This one is AI. If you look at a lot of AI, you're like, yeah, obviously that's AI, but it's still being spread and amplified by, among others, a Russian state media account.
Oh, it's always the Russian state media accounts that are doing this. Why? What does Russia stand to gain from showing a flooded Disney
World?
That
we can't handle our business.
That we can't handle our storms? That we live in an S-hole? Is that it? That Disney isn't open for business, trying to cause Disney some money?
Your government is not functional.
Yeah, because Disney Magic Castle
for Christ's
underwater,
sake.
So forget about it. Yeah, so if you see those pictures on X, then just remember, might be fake, might be real. The giant dumpster on the roof of the house? Real. The guy who strapped his house down with truck straps? That was real. He actually did strap his house down. You know, everybody made fun of that guy, but it worked. His house didn't go away. His roof stayed on his house. So now I think a lot of people are going to be asking, why didn't we think of this before?
Right, and start, you know, that's the next invention.
Yeah, just house ratchet straps that are made for it.
Sure, they're made for the house, not, you know.
Because he had to, I don't know how he managed to get these giant ratchet straps tight enough, but he did it. So now I see a whole new market. They can start selling them at Lowe's in Florida. Yep. Just strap your house down because you don't want to have to replace the roof. You know, that's what Tropicana Field's dealing with. The Rays are dealing with that. And it's just huge, huge
just
deal messing with the insurance company, waiting for a roofer that's available. Right. You know, you got a lot of people who need
and then
roofs
price
right
gouging
now,
you.
Exactly, exactly. I'll bet Lowe's and Home Depot love these storms, though, right? I mean,
everybody
buying all the supplies before the storm.
And then all the stuff
they have to buy after. It's got to be really good for business. Maybe they're controlling the weather. The rich people are controlling the weather, not the government officials. It's the hardware stores.
I'm sure they're not sad when they see a hurricane coming.
No way. Just like the fire snow by my house isn't sad that they never fix Warnell Road.
No.
They probably tell the mayor, like, just put that off a little bit longer.
Sure.
I mean, that's how they say in business, right? I'll tell you what.
And people, auto manufacturers.
People need to do their research.
Well, parts. And
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It's all
do your own research, though.
Do your own research. Don't be a dummy.
You want to know who's controlling the weather? Do your own research.
A gold mine in Colorado that is a tourist destination has been for a while. It's a closed mine, but tourists come there to take a look at it, and I guess a lot of them must come there because there was an accident yesterday. Somebody actually died. People went down this elevator shaft, and the elevator broke. And they had to bring the fire department in to rescue people, and one person didn't make it. There were quite a few people stranded down there. They were given updates throughout the day as they were sending water and supplies down there. It was kind of like the thing that happened in Chile, but not
really.
Why did
the guy not die? Why did the guy die?
Well, we don't know yet, or at least at the time I read this, they didn't know yet what caused
it. It happened Thursday afternoon at the historic Molly Kathleen Gold Mine. Officials say the elevator broke about 500 feet down with a group of tourists inside it. One of those people died. First responders quickly rescued the other riders, including two children, by pulling the elevator back up. Another tour group already in the mine remained trapped for nearly 7 hours, 1,000 feet underground.
So they assume that he probably was injured when the elevator crashed, but could have been a heart attack, could have been something else.
Sure, we don't know.
We don't know. And I don't want to give you misinformation.
No, why would you?
Because then you'll feel like you need to go do your own research instead of listening to this segment. And I don't want that. I want you to be able to trust me and my staff.
And the fact that you've never done any research, so.
I do a lot of research.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm daily doing research. That's pretty much all I do when I'm not here is research, research, research. It's my job. I'm salaried employee, so that's what I have to do is lots of research. Diddy was back in court yesterday.
Diddy
do it?
Do you love Diddy Snowcone?
Love him.
As a person or a musician?
I love Diddy. He's getting railroaded.
But you think Diddy is better than Kanye?
Yeah.
Musician-wise.
Because he did it first.
Yeah.
Before Kanye, at least.
Yeah.
Do you think that he is more innocent than Garth Brooks? Who's more likely to be innocent?
Diddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You believe Diddy more.
Being railroaded, yeah.
Okay. Well,
is that a hashtag, believe Diddy?
It's got to be.
Believe all Diddy's.
It's got to be. His family was there in court to support him. They say, hey, he's
believe
being
Diddy.
Railroaded. Believe Diddy. Also, the prosecution said, we may bring some more charges. We don't know. They gave they set a date. Looks like they might go to trial before your boy in Idaho goes to trial.
Sure will.
Looks like it will.
Never happening.
They said they got a lot of the evidence that they're going to use when they raided his homes and took all those hard drives and computers and all that stuff, including that video that we've all seen of him beating up his ex in the hotel hallway, lobby, whatever it was.
Yeah.
Not AI. Diddy apologized for it, so I think it's real. Mm-hmm. But the defense is arguing that the government got a hold of that video and released it to CNN. Mm. So that they would release it to the public. The prosecution says, please, who do you think we are? Home Depot, we don't do stuff like that.
A federal judge setting a May 5th trial date for the music mogul who remains behind bars. Prosecutors revealing they may file a superseding indictment with new or additional charges against him. Among his supporters in the packed courtroom, Combs' children and mother, who said in a statement on Instagram this week, he is not the monster they have painted him to be. Prosecutors also confirming they seized nearly 100 of his electronic devices. Among the possible evidence at trial, video showing Combs punching and kicking his former girlfriend, singer Cassie. But his lawyers now accusing the government of leaking that video, which prosecutors deny, maintaining they didn't have the video before CNN aired it.
Oh, they say, wait, we didn't have it. We had to get it from CNN. So, you know, do your research. Can't just be out here making accusations like that. So what else would they have? Well, we don't know. I thought there was something called discovery. I thought that the defense had to get a hold of that stuff. But
before the trial, right?
Probably got some time to get that stuff together. So the defense is still waiting to figure out what it is. And the judge is still saying, yeah, makes sense that we wouldn't bail him out, bond him out, because whatever it's called, because this is a good opportunity. There's a chance, at least, that he would try to intimidate witnesses, pay people off, get people to stay quiet. Hey, I'll give you money if you promise not to testify against me, that sort of thing. Which, that one lawyer has already said there are celebrities behind the scenes doing that very thing, that they're paying people and trying to intimidate people, not just because they don't want their names caught up in all this. Oh, it's going to get messy, Laszlo. It's going to get messy. This Diddy party.
It went too far?
They went too far. They went too far, and I mean, he did it for too many years. When you've got people like 50 Cent saying, stop it. It's not
stop
right.
Stop the Diddy party.
Stop it, Diddy. Just stop it. It's not right what you're doing. When he's up
Man,
there
you got people
in the
like
club,
Martha Stewart at the Diddy party and Oprah, right? You're like, oh, keep going.
Right. Well, you think.
I mean, that's the rumor.
Laszlo thinks that Oprah and Martha
Stewart. I've seen pictures of Oprah.
And who's the other guy? Not Cusack. Who's the other guy? Dr. Phil was one of the names on the list, right?
Well, you guys said it.
I didn't say it.
The most powerful man in the world.
One of you guys said his name.
Yeah, me.
Who else was on that list? The Kanye thing? They said something about Kanye in that one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Whatever day that was when they said, here's a list of celebrities, and then none of that's ever been substantiated. So, who knows? And then finally, yes, the Royals may have lost last night, but you did have that great WNBA game, the Minnesota Lynx beating the New York Liberty in overtime. Mm. I've seen a lot of WNBA games. I've never seen a comeback quite like that one before.
The Liberty jumped off to a huge 18-point lead, thrilling the crowd,
crazy,
including
right?
Spike Lee and Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah.
But then the Lynx Courtney Williams took over, scoring 23 points. The Liberty's Breonna Stewart had a chance to close out the game
She's
at the
good.
Buzzer, but missed this free throw, forcing overtime.
She makes that shot 9 times out of 10.
And that's when her former UConn teammate, Nafisa Collier, stepped up, hitting this shot to cement
Boom.
The win.
Collier's
ties the record for the biggest comeback in WNBA finals history.
Oh, it tied the record for biggest comeback in WNBA history? It felt like the biggest to me. Maybe it was because Spike Lee was there and Sudeikis and all those people. It's in the air. You can feel it. You know, it's on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And there's celebrities and the games are sold out. And this is becoming America's sport.
Ted Lasso was there.
That's right. That's right.
Lasso loves Ted Lasso.
Of course he does. Everybody loves him from around here.
Who doesn't love Ted Lasso?
Kansas City guy. Yeah. And you love Spike Lee.
Uh-huh.
I do like Spike Lee quite a bit.
Yeah. So they love this.
She missed that free throw. I could not believe that.
I know. That's crazy. But what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
She always makes
tough times.
Lasso told you. He gave you that parlay yesterday.
Yeah. I know.
You would have won if you'd just gone with his bet. Yeah. Nobody bets in WA. WNBA like Laszlo. Hmm?
Yeah, I could have told you she wouldn't make a shot.
Yep.
Betting on it. Will she make the shot or miss it? I go with miss it every time.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Well, here we go. Joseph Malinowski, better known as...
Teddy Milley.
No.
No.
Joseph Malinowski.
Joey Milks. Joey Milks, we call him in New York City. Joey Milks.
Well, better known this week as Lieutenant Dan.
Oh.
He's 54 years old.
Joey Milks is a good one.
That is a good one. He's 54 years old. He first went viral on TikTok after those videos started to pop up of him claiming that he was going to ride out this approaching storm, the Milton hurricane, on his 20-foot sailboat. Which, I don't know anything about sailboats, but it's not a very big boat. So people were worried. They were like, hey, are you sure? This seems like a bad idea. You probably need to come ashore. And he says, no, I'll be fine. So everyone started calling him Lieutenant Dan because Forrest Gump, Lieutenant Dan, rode out the storm.
He's missing a leg, right?
Oh, this guy is also missing a leg? He's on crutches. I guess maybe that is it. Maybe he's
missing a leg. I know where
Lieutenant Dan comes from.
Oh, okay. So that's why. So it's because he's missing a leg and he rode out the storm on his boat. So this guy becomes popular. He becomes famous because he successfully managed to ride out the storm on his sailboat. He said he could do it, and he did it. You never doubt Joey Milks. Joey Milks. As Lazlo and his buddies used to call him. So, anyhow, all that happens, he becomes a celebrity immediately. Like, in the span of 24 hours, people are talking about this Lieutenant Dan guy. They're asking for updates, the whole deal. I mean, Barstool Sports was asking for updates on him. The celebrities were curious what was happening with Lieutenant Dan. And a lot of people were rooting for him. I saw one of them said, I've never wanted someone to defy the odds more than Lieutenant Dan. If Lieutenant Dan makes it, he's going to go down as one of the most badass residents of Florida. It will be biblical. Well, he did make it. So, Adam Ross, do you guys know Adam Ross? He's an influencer.
No.
He interviewed Nick Fuentes, which they label here as a white supremacist.
Yes.
Their words, not mine. President Donald Trump. Anyhow, this guy, big influencer, he becomes involved. So, he's doing a live stream on Kick. And he tells Joey Milk, Lieutenant Dan, that he'll pay him $100,000 and buy him a new boat to help get him to safety.
Mm-hmm.
So now you've got celebrity. Now you've got money being offered. We've seen this stuff play out before. We're kind of going back to that.
Right,
what was it? Ted Williams, the Kraft macaroni and cheese guy.
Background.
That's when the media goes, okay, I guess we now have to actually look into this guy because he's become an actual news story now. And they look into him, and the guy has done some things in his past.
Who hasn't? Everybody's been sued, haven't they, Snowcone?
That's right.
Most people, yeah.
That's right. He sounds like he's a, as Lazo calls himself sometimes, a journeyman fighter.
Yeah, that's
in
me.
The bars. I get the impression that maybe that's a little bit of what Lieutenant Dan or Joey Milks.
What do you expect?
The
guy's living on his boat. You're going to tell me he's had one too many and popped a guy once?
Well, also, just, you know, he looks like a guy who, you know.
You saying I look like a guy?
No, I'm not saying actually. I'm saying that this guy looks like a guy who probably has been in fights before.
What, I look like a guy who's been in fights before?
I wouldn't say you do or you don't. I'm not surprised that you've been in fights, but I wouldn't look at you and go, that guy's definitely been in fights. This guy, I'm sure he's probably been in fights before. This guy looks like he's lived a hard life. How's that? It's a rough-looking 54 is all I'm saying. So they start looking into this guy, find out as recently as August he was charged with a misdemeanor.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys been charged with misdemeanors before?
Yes.
Everybody's been charged with misdemeanors.
You've been charged with misdemeanors, Snowdon?
I have, yes.
You have.
Uh-huh.
For selling, operating, or using a vessel without a certificate of title, okay.
Same thing
lame,
I got sued
who cares?
For.
Well, you also incited a fray.
I did. Well, yeah. Just a fray. It's for not inciting a fray.
For the January 6th thing.
That's like redundant. I just afraid.
You frayed. You frayed.
I was part of a fray.
That fray was your fault.
I was a fray.
It's weird that you could be the one responsible for the fray when I thought you were passed out on a horse tranquilizer. Are those different times?
Different times.
Oh, okay.
Different
Sorry.
Times.
Hard to keep the journeyman
stories
straight.
Nobody got in trouble when I took the horse tranquilizer.
Oh, okay. I thought you got arrested that
I just
day.
Sat there and watched the African American Festival.
Okay.
And then woke up like 6 hours later and went home.
Oh, okay. Good day. Sounds like a good day. So this guy, misdemeanor.
I was not on any sort of tranquilizers. I was something completely different.
Okay. On top of a cop
that
car
makes sense.
Screaming anarchy, right?
Yeah, I think so.
That makes sense.
Well, anarchy, yeah, you know, don't tread on me, whatever.
Who hasn't done that? So this guy, misdemeanor charge for operating a boat without or a vessel without a license. Who cares? Then local Florida outlet WUFT reported that in April 2022, Joey Milks was released after a 1-year prison sentence in a felony case over punching a police officer in the nose. Who hasn't punched a police officer in the nose?
You've done that, right?
I mean, in the nose is... I didn't hit him in the
nose.
Who
hasn't punched a police officer?
Yeah, took a little swipe at him.
See, you guys have a lot in common. So far, Florida.
We're both in Florida, yeah.
Yeah, vessels operating things without licenses.
Sure.
Been there.
Took a poke at a cop. And I tell you, the Florida cops are a little aggressive. Sometimes they need to be told. Back up.
Yeah. Well, that sounds
not
like
today.
Joey Milk's
not
did.
Today. I know. I get it. Me and Joey Milk's probably hang out.
I guess what
I
happened.
I don't want to do this
with the cop.
But, you know, hey, this is getting out of hand. You need to back up. You need to snap off a little jab at him. See what happens.
Yeah, because
I'll tell you what happens is you get arrested, like me and Joey Milk's did. So.
You don't always get a year, though. That's tough. That's tough that he got a year.
That's what I got.
You went to jail for a year.
Same thing. That's what I got in trouble for.
I thought it was because of your previous things that...
Well, no, the charge was that.
Oh, okay.
That's what he got, right? Assault on a law enforcement officer, assault on a Leo.
I assume so. It says he punched the cop in the nose. I mean, what happened is the manager of this Irish bar in Lake Worth Beach...
Lake Worth Beach, where's that?
I've never heard of it. It's in Florida. It's somewhere on the East Coast. It's on the Gulf Coast. Told this guy that he needed to leave because he was screaming, he was breaking glasses. Who hasn't been asked to leave a bar because they were screaming and breaking glasses?
Everyone.
So, sheriff responds, tries to handcuff this guy. He punches the officer, who then punches him back. To me, that seems like it's equal now. It's fair.
What's the problem?
You punch me, I punch you. But anyhow, the cop also later said that this dude peed in the back seat of his vehicle.
Palm Beach County.
Okay.
It's Miami.
But I don't think peeing in the back seat of the cruiser, you shouldn't get additional charges for that.
Well, he just had to pee. These are different things.
You're handcuffing and threw me
on purpose.
Right. So I don't even know why you're mentioning that he urinated in the back seat of the car.
Right.
So then they say that he tried unsuccessfully to represent himself in court. Maybe that's why he ended up serving a year. I don't know.
Well, I had a lawyer.
He tried to represent himself in court.
So Joey Milk's did pretty good for himself.
He got convicted by a jury in less than a day.
Ooh, we did not go to jury trial.
Now, then the other thing that you'll see headlines about is that he tried to light a woman on fire. Well, what happened was, according to this thing, a woman smoking on a bench on the beach somewhere in Florida.
Yeah.
She sees Joey Milk's. He's sitting on a nearby concrete bench. They get into some sort of an argument. No idea what they're arguing about. Don't know if they knew one another. But suddenly, Lieutenant Dan here, he pulls out a one-gallon container of gasoline.
And why has he got a gallon of gasoline?
Don't know. Maybe because he's operating a small vessel.
He's trying to get out of his boat or something?
Maybe. But he's got this gallon of gasoline. He pours the gasoline on the bench between he and this woman that he's arguing with and tries to apparently get some of the gasoline onto her. Then he grabs his crutches. It gets over closer to the woman. She's got a cigarette that she's still smoking, and he tries splashing the cigarette with gasoline.
She's still smoking while there's gas being poured around? I mean,
you think
there's two people
with
problems here.
I know. So then he tries to splash her with the fuel, according to this thing. But the woman was unharmed. She said she feared for her life, which I understand.
I'm sure.
Given the encounter. But a judge ordered Lieutenant Dan to house arrest. And they just wrote in the margins, they're like violent history, whatever.
Yeah.
So there, you have a little bit of an idea about Lieutenant Dan's history. He's got one, is all we're saying.
Yeah, but you know what? He was out on that boat by himself. He's like, I'm going to live here. I'm trying to stay clean.
Exactly. I'm going to leave all you alone.
Trying to get out of trouble.
Isn't that what you
want? I'm not bothering you guys. I'm not trying to lay anybody on fire. I haven't hit a cop. I did my time.
Yeah.
Now, I'm on this boat. This is where I live. This is my house, for Christ's sake. Now, I'm going to ride this storm out on it. I don't see why people dislike this guy.
Right. So then word started to spread that Adam Ross, influencer...
I've never tried to light a woman on fire, though.
I haven't done that one either. But I'm young enough.
Well, you know?
Who knows what the future holds?
Maybe opportunity hasn't presented itself either.
Right, I don't carry around gallons of gasoline.
Well,
if I had been carrying them around like he does...
Maybe.
Who knows what would have happened.
And the lady's
now.
Like, oh, I'm throwing a cigarette
down
at
post
me.
Office.
I'm like, yeah, there you go. Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But the opportunity hasn't presented itself to light anyone on fire that I know of.
No.
I don't think I've tried it.
Me neither. So then word starts to spread that Adam Ross, the influencer who offered Lieutenant Dan $100,000 to buy him a new boat. That
he took it away?
That he was maybe taking this money away because he found out that Lieutenant Dan had punched a cop, tried to light a woman on fire.
He's still
going to
give him the money.
So someone, and I don't know if this was a person in the media or just a person with their cell phone, but they found Lieutenant Dan and started filming him and asking him, hey, what do you think about them trying to, you know, back out of this? And I got to say, I think Lieutenant Dan, I'm surprised that he got convicted by that jury so quickly because I think he does a pretty good job defending himself here. He makes good points.
About Aiden Ross telling you he's not getting you a boat no more. He came to me. I never went to him. He offered it to me. I never asked for it. So then he turned around and he started seeing about my history. Well, you should have did that before you made the offer. You know, if you're worried about your image and who you have working for you, you should have done your due diligence and looked me up before you made me an offer of $100,000 sign-on bonus, $50,000 a month with a $100,000 boat. And I'm going to let you go because I don't care about that. But I'm going to tell you this.
He took the money away too?
Huh?
He took the $100K?
Took, as far as I know, everything.
Oh, wow.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, I didn't ask you for it. You offered it. I agreed to do what you asked me to do. You asked me to be on Kick 100 hours a month. I agreed. I said, no problem. I'll do it. I'm down for that. We agreed. And then all of a sudden, next thing I hear and see on the internet is how you're disgusted with my history and that deal is done.
So what about your history that disgusts him so bad? Because we all got a history. Nobody closet clean.
I went to prison. I did jail time. But I have to tell you, point blank, God, to my soul, I'm innocent of all the charges.
He's innocent of all the charges. I don't need to hear anything else beyond that.
I thought you did a good job.
A man who puts that much ketchup on his eggs is probably not a violent person. He's pouring ketchup on his eggs while he's talking to that woman.
That's not a Florida thing. That's a very Michigan thing.
It's a very...
I like some ketchup.
White trashy thing.
No, it's Canadian.
Very white trash.
Well, around here it always felt like...
No, ketchup on hash browns is white trash. Ketchup on
potatoes?
Ketchup belongs on hash browns.
What?
It's ketchup and potatoes.
Ketchup belongs on hash browns.
I mean, I don't do it, but...
Okay.
Not on
ketchup
eggs.
On hash browns
ketchup and
is
fries makes sense.
Way white trash. Ketchup on eggs is Canadian.
That's ridiculous.
Well, you guys have never been to Canada.
I have.
I'm not listening to him. If anybody... I mean, his dad was a carny, so let's just move it along.
I did have duplexes across the street that my bus went and picked up, and these kids were very, very poor. And I always said the kids smelled like ketchup and hash browns.
Yeah, because ketchup and hash browns is white trash. But you've never had ketchup on eggs?
I've tried it. My mom does it sometimes. I don't like it. I'm not really that big of a ketchup person, though. No. No, she's not Canadian, but she puts ketchup on her eggs.
That's a very Canadian thing. Like, if you go out to
brunch... I think my brother might do it,
if you go out to brunch in Canada, there's always ketchup with your eggs. I don't know why they love it.
I see people put ketchup on their scrambled eggs. I just don't like it. But Lieutenant Dan here makes a good point. If you're going to give someone a bunch of money, offer them all this cash, then you do your due diligence. If you're going to hire someone to work for you, a normal company would look into someone's background. That's what they do. And if this guy... Aiden Ross, I don't really know this guy. I mean, I know what he looks like. I recognize him, but that's about it. If he wanted to give this guy $100,000, he had to know that this guy had some stuff in his background.
He never said he wasn't going to.
Well, he says, Lieutenant Dan says that Aiden was talking about that he wasn't going to. I mean, I just have to go. You heard him say it there. He's like, he's talking on the internet about how he's not going to do this stuff.
Yeah, but now,
the update is that he apparently is still going to give him the money. So, I'm not totally sure what the money is for. Is this like, does Ross think that Lieutenant Dan will just bring a lot of eyeballs to Kick? Or what exactly? Because it feels like his 15 minutes might be...
I'm not sure.
Might be over, right?
I thought it was just the boat, but I guess it was more.
Well, and it could just be the boat. Because everything I read talked about this $100,000 for a boat. But then Lieutenant Dan talks about this $50,000 a month.
A month for 100 hours of streaming.
Yeah, I find that kind of hard to believe. But maybe, who knows?
Yeah, I'm not sure what the actual offer was. But he's not backing out.
The last we've seen now is that Ross is saying, I'll give you the 100 grand.
He said everyone's got a pass.
So there you go. And I agree, everyone's got a pass. Everyone has a pass. Everyone has punched a cop. Everyone has been sued. Everyone has tried to represent themselves unsuccessfully in the court of law. Most people. And a lot of people have tried to light someone else on fire. And also, like, try and light someone else on fire. He threw fuel at a lit cigarette. We've all done something like that where you just want to scare someone. You know, and then they turn it into this big thing. You were just going to scare them. It's just
I can light you on fire.
Exactly. Or you're sitting by the bonfire. I'm going to throw this jug of kerosene in there, you know. And sometimes you do accidentally end up hurting someone. Everyone's done that, too. But
accidents happen.
Exactly.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Remember the other day when I told you that Carrie Underwood made $1 million every time that Sunday Night Football thing played?
Carrie Underwood's a slut.
You said it, not me. I hope that's true. But I don't know what she's making this year, but you guys were surprised by the $1 million.
Have you heard that song, John?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the worst kept secret in, you know, Nashville.
Yep.
Well, she's... is she Canadian?
She's a slut.
She's a Canadian slut, if she is.
Well, anyhow, that slut makes a million, or made
first
a million.
First thing you said funny in 6 years. Made me laugh.
She made $1 million every time.
The Snow Girl made me laugh. That was good.
She made $1 million every time the Sunday Night Football song played last year. We don't know what she's making this year, but we were all shocked by that. I've got one that's going to shock you even more. Because we said, oh, why don't we come up with some sort of a jingle? And Liza said, well, step one, be Carrie Underwood. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you make
but
one?
But this, I've got something better now. We don't have to be Carrie Underwood. We don't have to come up with the jingle. The jingle's already written. We're going to be rich. I'll explain.
The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up, you big, ugly son of a bitch?
You guys want to get rich?
Yeah, I want to get rich.
Or die trying.
Oh! 1, 2, 3.
Did you get that, Snow Cone?
Get what?
So.
Get what?
We all know who the biggest celebrity in the world is.
You can say that.
Who's the biggest celebrity in the world?
Travis Kelce.
Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift.
I thought it was Travis Kelce now.
He's second biggest.
He surpassed her.
Taylor Swift's probably the biggest celebrity in the world. Everything she touches turns to gold. And
Not even if she doesn't touch it.
Okay, well.
She ruined his career.
He's older.
Well, even, you know what? He's not as good as he was when he met her.
Even if she doesn't touch it, even if you just try and use some of that Taylor Swift magic on your own, apparently you can get rich. I don't know if I believe this, Laszlo. You're the one who's put on concerts before. You know how much bands charge to do things. Just to put things in perspective, a band that would fill a venue that holds about 3,500 people.
Okay.
A band like that probably costs anywhere from, what, $40,000 to $80,000? Yeah,
probably
like
less
that.
Than that.
Maybe less?
Maybe that, depending on what you charge for tickets, but yeah. You know, $30,000, $35,000.
A $50,000
band. I think you can probably get Jimmy Eat World to play your show for between $35,000 and $50,000.
Okay.
How about that?
Well, so $35,000 is a band that you've heard of before.
Yeah.
And
that's got like one hit from, you know, years ago, but some people still love, right?
Yeah. Okay. So, and if you're a band that's, you know, coming up and you've got a hit or two, but you're starting to put asses in seats, you're around that same price point. Now, when you're a big, rich band, then you start making more than $50,000. You might make more than $100,000, all those things. If you're playing a big amphitheater, you might be making six figures.
Sure.
Not necessarily, but you very well might be making six figures. And sometimes it could be, I think, a couple $100,000, right?
For what?
For one artist. They can make more than...
Yeah, sure.
I mean, if you're Taylor Swift, I have no idea what they pay her to play.
I can't imagine.
Stadiums.
I really can't imagine.
But it's probably
astronomical.
She probably
plays for the door, right? Is that what you said?
I mean, yeah, a lot of them do. I mean, but she may get a guarantee. That guarantee's got to be so much. I have no idea. I don't even know how you make that deal work, to be honest with you.
Well,
I bet you for someone like her, they pay for the entire tour. I bet you for someone like her, like... You know, Live Nation says, we're going to pay for the entire tour. It's $400 million, and here's where you're going to play. I feel like you, because I don't know how you would make money even at Arrowhead with how much you would have to pay her.
Right. I don't know. That what you're saying makes sense. I know that promoters will buy entire tours.
We want the entire tour, and we'll plot it out, and we'll pay you. Then you start getting into negotiations. I have no idea what you would pay Taylor Swift.
Now,
I can't imagine.
If you're a local band and someone asks you to play a bar because you do, let's say you do bring a few people.
Yeah.
They might pay you a couple $100, a few $100 to come play on their stage there. Or they might even pay you if you're an acoustic guitar player and they just want to advertise that they have live music. They might pay you a couple $100.
Cover band. $500.
Cover bands can make a decent chance.
Between 14 to 17 million per show.
That's what she would get?
Yeah. And I think I think she's playing for the door for the tickets.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they can't afford to. They don't even need to give her the guarantee.
I would only think that maybe Live Nation or somebody steps in because they want all the tour.
Right.
Because that's the next part of the negotiation. Like, we don't want to negotiate with other promoters. We want the entire tour.
Well.
Right? Like, we don't want to lose out on that.
I imagine Live Nation booked it.
Yeah.
But also, I could see her doing it on her own, because she does a lot of stuff.
She could. I literally have no idea.
Yeah, but there was something with the tickets, and I thought that whole thing with the tickets, that somehow Live Nation got dragged into that, too. But maybe not. Yeah. Maybe it was just tickets.
Maybe you could just do the tickets. I don't know, but yeah.
Well,
that's into the next realm of I have no idea what she charges. Whatever it is, you're going to make money on it, so don't worry about it.
I know I'm not the only one who listens to the Swift T podcast on TMZ.
Of course.
TEA, if you're looking for it. Swift T podcast.
Yeah.
I listen to it. I wait for a new episode to drop.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Always waiting for the next episode to drop. And this week, I was shocked when I heard Olivia Mojica on the show. Now, yeah. She looks
Rodriguez's sister.
I don't know about that, but they say she looks a lot like Taylor Swift. That's up to you to decide. She's got blonde hair. They say it's a striking similarity. She's blonde. I mean, yeah, I could see her being like an impersonator in Vegas or whatever.
Okay.
Well, she does do. Are you looking at her?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Here she is. Also,
there's a girl on Instagram that looks identical to her.
She, you know, okay.
Olivia Mojica.
Yeah, Mojica. So she has become an impersonator, but not just that. She is in a cover band, a Taylor Swift cover band. Okay. Mm. And the cover band, I guess, gets some pretty good gigs. Think about it. How hard is it to get the real Taylor Swift? Well, it's basically impossible. So
she does look like her.
Why don't we get the Blank Space tribute band?
Are you looking at the TMZ picture of her?
Yeah.
Remember she's dressed up?
I saw both. Yeah, when she's dressed up on stage, it's pretty good.
She kind of pulls it off.
So the cover band's called Blank Space Tribute Band. And apparently they get paid to do shows because you're as big as Taylor Swift, then if you're a good Taylor Swift cover band, you probably get people who come out because, like, hey, this is a Taylor Swift cover band. We
Judas
love Taylor
Priest
Swift
cover bands and Queen cover bands.
I know that there's cover bands. I'm just saying, like, maybe a Taylor Swift one right now does pretty well. Maybe a lot of people come to these because it's really hard to actually get tickets to see Taylor Swift. Here's a little bit of what they sound like. I don't know what Taylor Swift sounds like live, but you recognize these songs, Snowcone?
I do.
What song's that?
About Romeo and Juliet, I don't know.
Okay. Is that the first one?
That's a love story.
Oh, is that the... first song?
Does Taylor Swift wear a lot of silver leotards like you did when you were a kid?
She does.
She wears leotards all the time.
Yeah, were the people who raped you, were they into Taylor Swift?
I wasn't raped.
Well, whatever, abused you, were they into?
Taylor Swift is like a year younger than me, so I don't think
It had anything to do with it. I just noticed as now as I was looking through the pictures.
Taylor Swift's a lot of year
silver leotards.
Yeah,
does that bring
December 13th, 1989? I'm December 19th.
Does that bring back trauma for you to see Taylor Swift in all the leotards?
It does not.
You should write a letter, an open letter, and ask her not to wear the leotards.
I can do that.
Yeah, I mean it's
another one.
Yeah, it's traumatizing, right?
Yeah, I can write another one. Yeah.
Don't ask her because I like the leotards. I wanted to keep wearing them.
I'm a fan of them.
I'm a fan
of them. Keep wearing them.
I like the tights leotards. No, on Taylor Swift.
Yeah, but he has trauma.
If you guys get me the replica leotard, the rainbow one she wears, I'll wear it in here.
Okay.
Oh, we can get that.
Oh, I can get that on Amazon right now.
Travis left it at my house the other day.
Yeah, that's easy. Easy. So what do you think a band like Blank Space gets paid?
Why do they call it Blank Space? Is that
must be a song of hers.
Song. It is?
Yeah.
Is it a good song?
It's one of her big hits.
Is it one of your favorites?
No.
Which one of your favorites?
The One.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Good one.
That's the name of it? The One?
The One.
Oh, what's the one your son likes?
He likes Anti-Hero.
Anti-Hero.
He's dead. He hasn't listened in a while. But
yeah,
he likes what?
He's outgrown it.
Anti-Hero.
So what do you think
a
tribute
like
band... I don't know it. What do you think a tribute band to Taylor Swift gets paid, guys? How about $18,000?
Where are they playing?
$18,000. Well, she doesn't say. I mean, I saw a video of her playing at a show in Los Angeles, California. There was a lot of people there. Yeah. But she says that they can get paid up to $18,000 per show. So she's now quit her day job.
Yeah,
and this is all she does is these
I'm sure
cover band,
those impersonators get that in Vegas. Like, it's not,
$18,000 a show?
I bet you guys do. Sure. I bet you Elvis impersonator in Vegas who is good at it has made $18,000 a night.
Really?
Absolutely.
That market's so saturated.
That's a lot.
Maybe not now, but at the point when the best Elvis impersonator was there, I'm sure he was making that
like
type
doing
of money.
Like a concert.
Yeah, of course.
$18,000?
Whatever, Elvis impersonator. Of course.
Wow.
In Vegas days, I bet you they're making plenty of money.
Well, they're making $18,000 in this cover band. I'm sure there are plenty of bands, small bands out there, local bands out there, that have been just grinding for years.
Oh, well.
And they're thinking to themselves now, we should do the Taylor Swift cover
band. Of course.
We just need
But they've
a
dealt
Taylor
with that
Swift.
From the beginning when guys are going out and doing original songs and nobody's listening to them. They're like, well, they're not going to pay us to play this bar and no one's going to come except for our girlfriends and our parents. Or we could be a cover band and go play this other bar, and they'll give us $400 or $500. You're making that decision from jump.
Well, I'm very happy for this band. $18,000 a performance. Can Taylor Swift, like, is that just always allowed? Is that considered a...
About $18.
Yeah.
Are you allowed to make money off of someone else's music like that? Why are you allowed? Obviously, you're allowed. So why are you allowed to make money performing other people's songs like that?
I don't know.
I mean, you can't release them. You can't make money that way, right? So... I just didn't
You can
know.
Release them. You just have to give all writing credits.
Right. You can't make money off of them that way.
Yeah. You have to give all writing credits.
So, but you're allowed to make money as a cover band. Is that just considered, what do they call that, satire? I know satire is protected, right?
Satire.
I wouldn't think so, but maybe that's how they get around it. Because you're out there getting paid to do someone else's songs. You're even dressing up like her.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, but
so
good for you.
You're making money for the show, not the actual song.
Yeah, maybe. Well, good for you. $18,000 a show. Yeah, if you're thinking about, you know... What you're doing wrong in life. What you're doing wrong is not acting like Taylor Swift. And looking like her a little bit.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
I don't want to do anymore.
I know. You always say that. Just
I wanna
around
be done,
this time on Friday. Well, you're so close. You're so close. That's the finish line. You see it? Right down there? You squint.
Yeah, I'm done, though. You guys.
It's getting closer.
Go ahead and carry this.
No. We're almost done. Almost done. Almost there, buddy.
I don't want to go home.
Nope.
Think about getting some barbecue.
That sounds good. From where?
Oh, yeah.
I like Joe's. If you're trying to get it in a hurry, you just want to get the carry out.
That's that Smoketown place right across the street.
Oh, yes. Snowcone really swears good. By this Smoketown
that place.
That's
great, man.
I still don't think I've tried it, but that's where he's always saying
right
to
there.
Go. I know it's right there, but I don't live that way, so it would be going out of my way.
To go home first.
Yeah. You know, you ask me to go out of my way. Joe's, I can stop by on my way home. You know,
well, I'll go pick up.
At least it's in the right direction.
Kind
of. Yeah. Kind of. I have to go back into Missouri, and it's on the way. Yeah, I just go a different way home. This, I have to go out of my way. I drive down into Johnson County. I'm just not familiar with Johnson County like you guys
are. Try Smoketown. It's good.
Try Smoketown. He says it's good. I say go with Joe's.
Everyone
knows Joe's.
A good thing we always go get Z-Men together. But.
Right. You cannot go wrong.
You can't.
And those French fries. We were just talking about French fries.
Meet Mitch's, though, is good. Have you guys been there? Meet Mitch?
No.
Meet Mitch? No.
No.
I'll try it, maybe.
Mm. Nope, haven't been there. Now barbecue sounds good. Barbecue's a weird one because I can never tell Brooke, hey, do you want barbecue? Because she'll always say, like, nah. But if I just get it, then she loves it. So always thinks she's not in the mood. But
remember that F325, the place that brought stuff in that one day? The collard greens?
Where's that?
Oh,
it's
what
North
was
Kansas
that?
North Kansas City, but man, it's...
Yeah, that was really good.
That was damn good.
So Poncho's going to have to bring that. That was... they brought that down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
I got to swing by Dick's Liquors and pick up a bottle of Church of Laszlo vodka. If you buy a bottle of Church of Laszlo vodka, send me a picture. Slide in my DM. Send me a picture of the bottle and where you got it.
All right, Laszlo, we're almost done. I'm going to talk about this blind woman before we get out of here, and then we'll be done.
I don't want to.
We're almost done. Almost done.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Remember when we were kids, they always talked about one day they'll have a cure for cancer so we won't have to worry about this cancer from cigarettes, you know?
It's
like, I smoke, but by the time I'm an adult and I have to really worry about cancer, they'll have a cure for it. And that's what we kept thinking, like, they'll find a cure for lung cancer, but what did they do instead? Instead, they found alternatives to cigarettes, right? They came up with vapes. So maybe we just need to think outside the box. Maybe it's the same sort of thing with blindness. By the way, I'm not saying vapes are safe. I'm just saying some people do it. blindness is one of those that, man, like, they got a cure. And I know, I'm sure they're trying, and I'm not trying to put any added pressure on them. But of all the things, you cured the obesity thing. I know there's a lot of money in it, so maybe there was more R&D, or maybe it's just easier to do. I don't know. But just pause trying to cure baldness and some of these other things and focus on curing blindness. That would be a good one.
Blindness would be
good. I just think that that's one that... Well, that and paralyzation, right? Being paralyzed. Like being able
Nobody
to fix spines.
To be paralyzed.
Got to learn how to fix those spines, docs. I mean, you folks do a lot of impressive stuff. Again, I know we live in amazing times, but... Boy, it's still wheelchairs and still blindness. It would be nice if those two things could get fixed. You know, it's like that Dave Chappelle bit about, you know, you get some sort of spinal injury, like, here, just wheel your ass around in this chair. It's not ideal. Those pants could be exactly, instead of repairing spines, maybe we need to think outside the box. Maybe you'll end up being
pants would work.
Exoskeletons, and you can control those with your brain, and you'll be able to walk
around like Iron Man.
And that's kind of what's going on now with this woman who, she's blind, and she has an Instagram account, and she's been showing off life with her Meta AI glasses. Remember when we talked about Meta AI glasses a couple of weeks ago because those Harvard or MIT kids had figured out how to use facial recognition and it was doxing people right as they walked by them? They could just look at a face and it knew their name, address, date of birth, all that stuff. How many times they've been sued? Well, now this woman has those Meta AI glasses. She's not using them for facial recognition that I know of, although come to think of it, I guess she probably could. It would probably help quite a bit. Maybe she does use them for that. But just to give you an example, listen to this video of her walking around with these Meta glasses. And I've not edited this to make these
she's not walking.
More condensed. No, she's blind. She's not paralyzed. She's blind.
But is she walking?
Yeah, she's walking. Yeah. I mean, she's blind, but she's able to walk. Yeah.
But she's moving?
She's moving
around. She's not running into things?
Well, no, she's not running into things, but just listen, you'll get
it. I'm blind, and I've been using these Ray-Ban Meta glasses for about 6 months now, and I love them. Not only can I take phone calls and use them to listen to voiceover discreetly while out in public, you can use the glasses to ask Meta AI about almost anything that it sees, and you can get pretty specific with the questions, too. Hey, Meta, look, what section of the store is this?
This is the dog treats section.
What kind of treats are these?
The package says Red Barn Protein Puffs Training Treats.
These glasses have been life-changing and truly improved the way I'm able to interact with the world around me.
Remember that app, Be My Eyes, or whatever it's called, I had? Yeah, and they blind people could call you through this app, and you'd answer, and they'd say, I only ever got one call on it, but the guy was trying to plug in his HDMI cables for his TV, and he wasn't getting anything. He said, what is the screen saying? I don't understand either. I don't know. He wanted to listen to the TV. He must have wanted to listen to it. I don't know. But he kept asking me, what does the screen say? And I said, well, it's a blue screen. And he's like, okay, now what? I'm still blue screen. He's like, all right, well, what's this HDMI plugged into? So that's an example of the kind of things. I
don't believe you, though.
That's what happened? I swear to God, that's what happened.
I was trying to hook up a TV.
He was trying to.
I feel like you always told me that story to make me feel stupid.
No.
Like, oh, I did an ice thing and this guy called me for a TV thing. I thought you were doing like a joke, like a bit, like a long-term joke.
What he was trying to do. Oh, I did get one more call on it, and that
was in your refrigerator. That makes sense.
No, there was a woman who called and asked about the instructions on the back of something she was cooking or baking. How much water does it say I'm supposed to use? How much whatever does it say I'm supposed to use? And so I read her that stuff.
Well, how would she know how much water is there then?
Well, she's probably got a way of maybe she's got special measuring cups that let her know, hey, this is exactly one cup. I don't know. But she just asked me what the back of the box said for how much water and how much something else she needed. So I told her. But I swear, those were the two calls that I got. And blind people probably use TVs. I don't know. But this woman's saying that with these glasses, she can listen to these voiceover things discreetly. There's a blind woman that is
but
in my neighborhood.
Why would they care about the picture?
What do you mean?
The part that gets around the TV. So, like, you had a TV.
Well, he
on.
Wasn't getting sound either. So.
Right, but why would he be worried about the picture?
Well, he wasn't necessarily.
He's worried about the sound. What do I do to plug in the sound?
Yeah, but it wasn't working. So
I know, but he's like, what's the picture look like now?
What's
why
the screen say? Because he wasn't getting any sound. He needed the thing to be plugged in through the HDMI correctly so he could hear it.
About the picture.
Yeah, because he wanted to hear it. Let's just assume he wanted to hear it. Well, he wanted to know what the screen was saying, why he's not getting the cable box or whatever it was connected correctly to the TV.
I don't love any of it.
Well, I'm sure he doesn't love it either, but that's the cards he was dealt, and so he's making the most of it and using an app to get some help. Now he could be using these Meta AI glasses. I don't know if the Meta AI glasses could tell them.
Was the girl hot?
It was an older woman, and I didn't see her that well. I saw the side of her face. She was showing me the back of the box.
Oh, did you say, show me, let me see you?
No. When she first called, I saw like the side of her face as she was moving the camera.
Yeah, I would ask her to be like, hey, turn that camera towards
no,
you.
No, this was like a grandmother, probably. Hmm. Like, probably mid-70s, something like that.
You asked her, let me see your legs?
No, I did not. I didn't want to get kicked off the app.
You put some pantyhose on?
I'm sure she already had them on, just to kind of come up to your knees, you know?
That's hot.
With the orthopedic shoes.
The orthopedic shoes don't, but the knee ones, yeah.
Sure, that's what she had, the ones that come up to right here, just below the knee.
I can do that.
Yeah, well, that's probably what she was wearing. I mean, I only saw her briefly, so I don't know. The guy I saw, his camera kept moving around, because that's a tough thing, too. Hey, you've turned your camera around. You gotta flip your phone back around. Okay, now move a little closer.
What did he look like?
He was heavy set, probably mid-50s, something like that. Looked like he wasn't wearing sunglasses or anything, but you could tell he was blind, like his eyes were maybe gone.
Yeah.
You know, didn't look like eyes that weren't working, looked like he didn't have eyes.
Like, there's a few things that I, man, just tough.
Couldn't deal with. Being blind,
not being able to
so
walk,
overwhelming.
Blind, you know. Some sort of catastrophic accident to my face.
Just because you look weird?
Yeah, well, I already look weird, and I know how it feels.
No, I'm saying the catastrophic injury to your face, you're worried about looking really deformed?
Yeah. Well, like scaring people, you know?
Right,
it's just tough. Like, I have all the credit to the people in the world. I just don't know if I have, like, that.
If you could deal with those people, the patience it takes to deal with those people.
And how they, you know,
the grace.
Continue, right,
yeah,
to be great human beings, like...
Yeah.
I just don't know if I have it in me.
Seems tough. Blind is the one that's just like, it feels so overwhelming. And you see people who go blind. Some people, I saw a guy who got shot.
I could deal with that.
I think you could. It would suck. It would suck, but not like being blind.
Yeah.
Because being blind just makes it impossible to do almost anything until I go to school. I'm going to have to learn new things. I'm going to have to learn how to read Braille and all of these things before I can start to navigate. So it would be tough. I've seen people who do it, and it's very inspiring where they go blind in the middle of their life.
Of course.
And they're like, well, I'm going to figure this out. And it is truly inspiring. But to someone like me, it feels totally overwhelming. Seeing this woman with these glasses.
You know, if it happens, maybe you just get down and do it.
Maybe
if there's somebody who's listening to us who's gone through something like that, maybe that's the case. You're like, man, if you asked me before.
Well, some people have
like,
that.
I'm not going to do it, but now. You know, hey, this is the next step, right?
This is what I got to do.
Next step.
Don't have a choice. Yeah. This is what I got to do. But,
like, you know, when Snowgun was putting a leotard, didn't want to do it, did you?
He was outmatched, outsized.
No, I mean, but it is what it is.
Right. And you just, you know, put your head down.
Well, you had the leotard.
Put on the sparkly leotard.
You had the leotard for some reason, so you must have wanted
it.
You wanted to wear it.
Strap it on. Strap it up.
Why did you have the leotard?
I didn't bring it with me.
Hold on. So this adult brought the leotard?
It wasn't an adult. They were like high school kids.
Right, but mostly grown.
I wasn't trying to get
a teenager.
There was a leotard there. I don't know why.
It was in the house or she brought it?
It was in the house.
They put makeup on you when they did it?
No.
She babysat you at her house?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was like, I think like her mom was there.
Nylons.
But I was hanging out with the kids.
Oh, her mom was there.
Yeah.
So her mom was the babysitter.
Yeah.
And the kid probably wasn't supposed to be around you
because like
she's a gross
kids.
Teenager.
There's a couple of kids. I don't know if they were teenagers. They were just older than me.
And so she put you in a leotard.
Like 13,
but she was old enough to drive.
No, that she didn't drive.
Well, you said you rode in this thing in the leotard.
Yeah, her mom drove.
Her mom left you in the leotard when she took you home?
No, I didn't drive in the leotard.
You said you remember being in the back of this Lincoln Continental.
I said I remember being in the back of the Lincoln Continental, not
in
the
leotard.
I never said in the leotard.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to her.
I remember hearing the Fugees in the back of that car.
That sucks. But you dealt with the hand you were dealt, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
it is what it is.
You make the most of it.
He gets
you
put
conquered.
In a leotard and treated like a woman.
Make the most of it.
And you got put in a Harley Davidson T-shirt and got to have sex with a hot chick.
Or under trampoline with Big Russ.
Right. You know, things happen.
I was molested.
That Big Russ?
Okay.
No. Laszlo always says that I got to have sex with a hot chick. That's
you
so
got
ridiculous.
To have sex with a hot chick.
That's, I would not, I don't think
she
you should
was
say that. I don't think you're supposed to say
was
that.
Was she hot?
Yeah, but I was a child.
Yeah, but she was hot.
Yeah, I thought she was attractive, but I was a little kid.
Yeah, but she was hot.
I thought you said you always liked it, and you were pissed when your brother came to interrupt it.
I did like it in
you
the
did
moment.
Enjoy it.
I didn't realize that, you know, what I was doing. I did realize that what I was doing was wrong, but it traumatized me afterwards because I spent years of my life fearing that my parents were going to find out and disown me when they found that I wasn't a virgin. That they were going to disown me.
That you're worried about your parents disowning you.
Yeah. Well, it's...
That's your parents' fault.
Indirectly, it is her fault. Because
I would have never, if I had sex, I wouldn't think my parents were going to disown me.
You don't know what you're like when you're a kid. You don't know
I
what,
do know what I was like when I was a kid because I was that kid.
Right. Yeah. Except you don't remember
know,
now.
How about you don't know what I was like when I was
you
a kid?
You don't remember
exactly.
Now, though.
I tried to have sex
you
with my babysitter.
You put a lot more of who you are now into those memories.
Day.
Yeah,
different. I tried to sit on her lap and watch cartoons. I had a boner, and she pretended she didn't notice.
I did that later as well. This wasn't a babysitter.
I liked her. Diana.
Yeah.
I want to have sex with her.
What up?
Okay, well.
If she's still listening.
Shout out to Diana.
Yeah, she was great.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Now you can go home.
Good, thank you.
You're welcome. That's it. Big plans this weekend?
No, not really.
You going to bet that Ohio State game? They're going
to. I'm looking forward to
they're
Oregon.
They're going to kick some ass.
Oh, Oregon's going to whoop their ass.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Oregon's going to win.
I'm excited about that.
We like Oregon. We like Dan. We're fans.
I texted him earlier.
We never got our Oregon stuff, though. We were supposed to order Oregon stuff for the studio, and we never did. It was rude of us.
No, he said he was going to send it, but he never did.
Well, that
did.
Was part of it, but we also
but
said we would buy some
like,
stuff.
You know, hey, you never sent that Oregon stuff, so.
Yeah,
you know.
I mean, but how busy can the guy be?
I texted him earlier.
You got one game a week?
Yeah, right?
I mean, boy, I would love to just work 3 hours a week. That'd be nice. You know?
You're right.
I'm sure they do other stuff. Charity, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know what it, I mean.
But I can't imagine.
Your players are pretty good.
Right. And they're in college. They're adults. You don't have to babysit them.
Right. So you just
they can drive.
Like, hey, do that.
Yeah, and then that's it. They know what they're supposed to do. They've
right.
been doing this for a
They've
long time.
They've been doing it for a long time.
So. Yeah. So you stand there
I guess
for
you
three
stand
hours.
There and motivate them.
Yeah, that's it. Come up with some quotes.
Do something great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Today you'll be a champion.
Just and do that any given Sunday.
Playing
speech,
like a champion.
Every
yeah. Every, yeah. Yeah. And this team, we fight for every inch.
Yeah.
That's it, right?
The end. See you next week.
Or the same thing your girlfriend said to you when you were little in a Harley Davidson shirt.
Yeah. Let's say goodbye now.
In this house, we
she
fight for every inch.
She was not my girlfriend. Jesus Christ. Now she's my girlfriend.
You love to her.
That, okay.
I'm sure she wouldn't want to hear that
Let's
you
move
are.
On.
That you weren't boyfriend
you
or girlfriend?
Quit it?
I think
yeah.
she would. I don't think she would have liked
you
it if I was calling people
it?
Her girlfriend.
Slimmy.
She told me not to tell anyone any of it was happening.
Yeah,
so
well, that's
she definitely
not,
didn't want me
that's
calling
not the
her
first
my
or
girlfriend.
Last girl who said to you, please don't tell anyone.
That's fair, but she didn't want me calling her girlfriend, that's for sure. She would have gone to jail.
Oh, she was a child or something.
She was barely a child.
Well, still a child.
Yeah, you can still get in trouble.
No, you can't.
Children can get in trouble. Yes, they can.
She seemed like a nice lady. She was hot, too. I know. I saw her on Facebook.
Okay, moving on. You wanted to go. That's all you wanted to do was get out of here earlier, and now you just want to drag out this rape stuff? Christ.
Are you calling yourself
making
a rape victim?
Light of it. No, but people,
is that what you
people
just said?
Call it that.
Who what people?
Adults. Most adults call it that.
Well, do you call it that?
I don't, but maybe
do
it's because
it
of
that
you.
Still going?
Nope.
This dude wore a leotard in the back of a Lincoln.
Well, I
for
didn't.
For fun.
It wasn't in the Lincoln. It was in the house. I later
well,
wrote in the
I didn't,
Lincoln.
And I still don't. I'm more concerned with the trauma from that guy having to put on a silver leotard and makeup.
It was for a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and
way
it was
worse.
For a girl. It wasn't
way
for a dude.
Worse about what happened to him. Just sitting around in the corner of a room in a leotard.
I had to go shopping.
Yeah, don't even compare.
Like,
I had
you
to
get
go the, shopping.
You get to put on a Harley Davidson shirt and have sex
I had to find that
girl.
Harley Davidson shirt.
You got a sweet ass Harley Davidson shirt.
Yeah,
and
you get to
lay.
Have sex with a girl. Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I bet you that's going to leave a mark.
Say goodbye.
To who?
Whomever. I don't
well,
know.
I'd like to know her name.
No. Not happening.
You Diana, I guess.
Shelly?
Sheila.
I'm not telling you.
Good
so.
Show. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.